The coronavirus pandemic has become the new normal for people all over the world. Everyone is wearing masks and is off in-person work. While this may seem obvious to most people, students all around the globe have been having to attend virtual classes away from their peers. Hi, I'm Noah Hagan, and I'm an 8th grader at Oyster Adams Middle School in Washington, D.C. COVID-19 has played a big part in my life and probably yours, whether it's at home or in the classroom. Almost every person knows what it's like to be stuck at home most of the time. So today we're talking about what students are doing during this pandemic and how they're changing.
My name is Kailas Campin. I'm in 8th grade.
Kailas is one of my peers at Oyster Adams, and he's one of the many people with anxieties during this pandemic.
I'm anxious about my family being okay, especially the elderly members of my family, because they're very high risk. I really, really want my family to stay safe.
What Kailas is saying doesn't only resonate with him. In a 32-person survey I conducted at Oyster Adams with a mix of 6th, 7th, and 8th graders, 50% of the respondents reported feeling only 5 out of 10 during the pandemic, 10 being great and 0 being horrible, that is. Some of the reasons they listed were the stress of being packed in with their families throughout the day and limited interactions with friends. But despite the curveballs thrown at students, they still found ways to stay upbeat and stay entertained. Activities such as diving deeper into the World Wide Web, rediscovering old passions by playing tennis, as one student said, and even interacting virtually by playing video games with friends have all helped students push through
their anxieties. So I'm Isabella Holman. I'm in 8th grade.
Isabella is also one of my classmates.
Mostly my anxieties have been losing all my friends and stuff like that, because over this pandemic I have stopped talking to a lot of people. I have cut out people who were toxic in my life, and you know, it's been really healthy for me.
However, although students have been coping, they can't escape the fact of staying home, and some students really don't like it. Yexain Sosa Melendez is another one of my 8th grade peers.
I think it's changed about, I really don't see my friends. Now I recognize that I have played a lot of video games. I need to do something else, like to be with my friends. It's better to be in school.
Again, Isabella Hallman.
In my opinion, especially when it comes to Chinese class, because I do Chinese, one-on-one is way better. You know, when I'm virtual, I've been having so many more complications with my listening skills and my writing skills.
So essentially what Campin was talking about.
But compared to one-on-one, because I do have a tutor and I've been doing so much better in those sessions than I do over the line. You don't have the same experience as you do when you are, you know, talking to someone in a different language, especially one-on-one.
Nevertheless, though, there are people like Kailas who actually prefer staying at home and learning on a video call.
So I think that so virtual learning, there's definitely a few pros. You get more sleep, especially if you have a longer commute to school. And I think that being well rested has a impact on how much you pay attention and the quality of the work you can produce. I think for me specifically, it's easier to work virtually because I don't have to write as much by hand, which was something I struggled with. And I'm better at paying attention when there's a lot of distractions on the computer, but for some reason I'm really able to lock in.
But what do teachers think of this?
I'm Stephen Birch. I'm one of the librarians at Oyster Adams, and I also teach computer classes to the middle school. There's a couple of things with in-person learning that make teaching rewarding, like seeing students like understand something for the first time is rewarding, and it's hard to see that virtually. I also personally find it difficult to sit still all day, and it's a lot easier to move around the classroom during class and be more active during class in person.
However, Birch has also noticed some changes in the behavior of his students.
I noticed some students used to be like more engaged, and now they seem kind of out of it some days.
So, as we heard from Birch, students have their ups and downs while at home. But will students come out of it even stronger? After all, students have started learning the basics of self-care, emotionally and physically, all throughout the pandemic. Could this change how the world works in the future when our generation takes its place? Time can only tell. Hey everyone, thanks for listening. A huge thanks to all my guests, including Kailas Campin, Rexane Sosa Melendez, Stephen Birch, and Isabella Hallman for their contributions. Thanks to Epidemic Sound for the music, and thank you to Adriana Antunes de Mayolo, my English teacher. I'm Noam Kagan, thanks for listening, and stay safe.
This is NKR.